Amit Kaur.
Kelly Munoz.
Guru Atma.
Badanam. I guess we're the only ones here.
Seems like it.
Oh. Rebecca Sutnishan. Rebecca
Sutnam.
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 Satnam, this is Susie.
Satnam.
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 Satnam. Satnam.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Oh, there's lots of people here. Hi. Sorry, it's a little late. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so Baba Siddhichan says take a question beforehand. So think about that. When we finish tuning in, we're going to take a question, okay? One question. Okay, welcome everybody. Let's tune in.
Yeah.
Inhale. Oh. Trust exercises where you fall backwards. Let yourself fall backwards into his arms. And now begin heart breath, which is long, deep breathing through the nose. And on the exhale, pretend that the air is coming out of your heart, which is actually energy. But just, it feels like the breath. Do heart breath, please. And now as you breathe out of your heart, connect with everybody. Connect with everyone else's heart. whether they're on this telephone call or whether they will listen to the recording at any time. And that includes the people who are listening to the recording. Please do this with us. Allow your hearts to connect into one big heart. This is a very big heart that you're connecting with, especially today. This is the heart of the whole earth and all its population and all that are affected by the earth, which is huge. Feel the coziness and the very real power that is oh so gentle. It's not aggressive at all. And put yourself inside it. It's not just that you are connected to it, but you are it. Know who you are. Good, and project that through your heart breath. Have a lot of fun being that all the time. Inhale. Project. And exhale. And breathe. And welcome. Did you see Baba Siddhi Chan's picture on the site yet?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
What?
Strong man.
Yeah, it's really cool. Whenever anybody comes to Española, come to that gazebo near the Gurdwara, and I'm going to tell you he talks to everybody, okay? Mm. So you just sit down and have a conversation. Have a conversation with a picture, he says. He says, that would be good. He will like that. He's really a very funny fellow. Of course, very deep, but he's cute. Okay, so, question.
Is there ever any time when acting from a lower vibration is warranted?
And who is this speaking?
This is Rebecca Satnishan.
Oh, hi, dear. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I'm going through it.
Oh, yes. I have to tell you, don't take it personally. Everybody is going through it these days. Everybody.
Yeah.
We're all being squeezed like a tube of toothpaste in the very last bit to get all of that junk out so that we can be absolutely, totally clear at this time, okay?
Okay.
And so... Everybody, I want to take the chance to ask everybody to do their sadhana, absolutely. And then also that Gobindi Mukhandi meditation, Gobindi Mukhandi Udari Pari Haring Kaning Nirname Akame. Wow, it's incredible. You just keep up with that. Don't believe the crap that you're feeling.
Okay.
It's just a program. It's like a virus program, okay? And that Gobindi Mukhandi meditation is a virus cleaner, okay?
Okay.
Please do that, everybody. Okay, so you say, does it ever help to come from a lower vibration?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you mean by a lower vibration?
Well, I seem to have two paths to choose from here, and I'm dealing with getting out of my marriage. Uh-huh. And the advice I seem to be getting from almost everyone around me is to stick it to him and to protect myself and to really, you know, gather evidence to, that I might use as ammunition and all of these things that feel really rotten.
Mm-hmm. I think that's your clue right there.
And,
go on.
Yeah. And when I do my sadhana, I see a graceful path.
Mm-hmm.
And no one else around me, even the most graceful people in my life, have presented that or have mirrored that and echoed that back to me. They're all surprised when I say, well, I think I want to handle it this way. It feels graceful and it feels better. And so everyone around me is chattering about all these ways to protect myself and it just feels fearful.
Okay, now what I'd like you to do, please, is breathe.
Okay.
Eyes at the third eye point. Tune into Baba Siddhi Chand right now. Tell me when you feel him.
I feel him.
Good. Baba Siddhi Chand, what is your answer? Yes? Let us know.
It's not so serious.
It's not so serious.
That's
oh, good.
I'm
so, Baba Siddhi Chand, will she be taken care of?
I'm sorry?
Will she be taken care of?
Absolutely.
Is her path that of the graceful person?
Yes.
Okay. Baba Siddhi Chand, is it important sometimes to stand up to protect yourself? In other words, enforce your boundaries with grace?
Yeah.
Okay. So if she follows your advice, will it turn out fine?
Of course.
You mean she can really trust you?
Always.
Okay, good. Do you believe that, Sadhni Chand?
I do.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So it's become apparent why he asked for a question, because this is the process that he's giving you.
Yeah.
Do you see?
Yes.
This is a process to give everyone. And he also wants to remind you he says very loudly, he would like to shout this, that he is present for you all the time, as are all the gurus, your soul, and so on. He says you have so much help, you cannot believe it. You cannot believe it. This applies to everybody. And this very short exercise of relaxing, being at your third eye, long deep breathing, and tuning in, just feeling, and then asking the question, the answer will become apparent, okay? He says there's no reason for us to feel lost, to feel like lost children, feel like we're cut off, and so on. He says we are on the way home. We are on our way, on our path back to what we generally call God. He's not in favor of that term. Let's see what he would say. We're on our way back to joining the totality of who we are. Okay? And he says, the feelings that we have of being lost or cut off from ourselves or from each other are... he calls them poopy heads. you know, he's not giving any blame or anything, but he's saying it's not true.
Yeah.
And he says that all, what he calls all the gods of the universe, are here to help us make that transition. He says we are the God who has come here for experience, And wow, have we had experiences. He says, good work, good job. No matter how hard they've been, no matter how rough they've been, no matter how ecstatic they've been. He says, the God of you has come here to enable the God of a totality to experience creation. Is the God experiencing itself? So now he wants you please to acknowledge what you've been doing. Breathe, please. He wants you to acknowledge who you are and what you have been doing. In order to do this, we have had to become unconscious in certain ways. Because if we stayed totally conscious through this whole process, we couldn't get into the grime of it or into the all the different roads of it. You understand? He says, everyone who listens to this recording is on the road home. Breathe. And understand who you are. And then, guess what? You could even be grateful for all that stuff that you've experienced over lifetimes. Oh my God, all that stuff. All the stuff that's happened to you, all the stuff that you have done to others, all the stuff that you have healed and learned and so on. Just be grateful. You've done your job well. All of it is included. Know who you are. There's some background noise. Would that person please press *6 for now? Breathe. Know who you are. And now, this is an emotion that comes just before Christmas. It is anticipation of fun, enjoyment, love, giving and being given to, joining. Okay, Brie? In Japan, they call it doki doki. Okay, this is what you're doing now. And remember that all of these things that pop up, all of this unfinished business that's popping up now is actually a joy for you to be able to be faced with it now, to have it, to see it for what it is in front of you. You know, don't get under it. Don't say you're controlled by it. Don't say, oh, but this is really, really important. You know, like Satnishan taking care of herself during the divorce. But this is really important, and I can't just breathe through it or forgive it or let it go to its higher self or do the Gobindi Mukunde meditation until it loses its grip on me so that I can finally have the freedom with dealing with the true reality. Not my habitual way of understanding or being grabbed by it. Okay, breathe. He says, the times are heating up. He keeps saying that over and over. He says, yes, because the times are going to get heated up to the point that a great deal of things, stuff, will turn to ashes. Breathe. And if you don't clear this root now, it will be really overwhelming in the future if you're not cleared out. So don't take any of this poop seriously, okay? I mean, don't take it seriously in that it is you. It is not your it was your identity, and now you're letting it go to clear out, to feel the reality of it. And the reality is that great being, that power, that love that you experienced at the very beginning when we were doing group heart breath. Feel that now. Good, and feel your majesty. Don't forget that over an extraordinary expanse of pure consciousness that is radiating as you. Is pure love, pure neutral, and embodies all the power that is. This is not aggressive power. This is who you are. Rest in that. Rest in that. And expand it, radiate it. And inhale. And exhale. And breathe. And now, does anybody have any comments or questions? Oh, he liked that one. He liked hugging you all. Okay. Any questions?
Sirigyan, this is Susie from L.A.
Hi, dear.
How are you?
Fine. You?
Good. I've been struggling, too, and I'm very clear on my patterns and how my negative thinking affects how I act and how others interact with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very clear as to what I'm doing that I probably shouldn't be doing. However, I don't know how to stop doing those things.
Okay.
So it's very hard for me to stay centered in those situations.
Okay. Are you doing your sadhana?
I'm doing, it has whittled down from what it was. That's another component.
Okay, daily sadhana, especially now, is essential. I'm not going to tell you how long your sadhana should be, but I'm saying that when you do your sadhana, do it fully. Okay? And you tune in to what it should be and how long it should be. Of course, there's nothing like the full 2.5 hours with a sangha. There's nothing like it. That is essential for us these days. Next thing is, in your meditation, he says, walk through the situation with him. Tune into him. Walk through the situation and let him show you what the problem is. Okay?
Okay.
Let him show you what the glitches are. And then give all of that back to him. He loves to pull that stuff out, you know, and use it for recycling. He loves it. Okay, so give it to him. By the way, he did this with me. He showed me a whole bunch of lifetimes all in succession and then helped me balance, you know, the positive. Well, there wasn't too much positive there, but he helped me balance both sides of it, okay? So let him help you with that. Then he says, definitely hang on to the Gobindi Mukundi meditation or whatever mantra really tugs at your own heart. And then when you get into that situation, he says, take a deep breath, go into neutrality, and watch the thing play in front of your eyes. Don't get involved in it. Just watch it play. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, good, good. And I want to remind you all that he's made this offer of working one-on-one with people. He very nicely said, he said, he's also supporting me, which is very nice. But also, if you can't afford it, he's up for exchanges, which is great. And then also, for people who live on the other side of the world or other countries where long-distance fees are a problem, I have this wonderful service, Vonage, where I can call you for no long-distance charges, so it all works together. But use the healing. He says, use the healing now. Now's the time to do it. You don't want to have all of these things be happening at once on an external sense and then get tripped up by old programs. Okay? Good. Well, God bless you all. Oh, another thing is that on soulanswer.com, no, excuse me, let's start again. Soulanswer, SOULANSWER, .ning.com. Go there and see the wonderful things that people are saying about what's happening when they listen to these talks with Baba Sirichan. You know, whether they listen in person or whether they listen as a recording. You know, they bring tears to my eyes, really. So, and then also leave your own experiences so that the rest of us can share as well. Good. Okay. Breathe. Feel your heart again. That's the best thing. And again, feel the heart of everyone on this call who listens to this call. Breathe. Heart breath. In all of our beautiful earth. And palms together. Inhale. May the long time sun shine upon you, all around you, and the pure light within you guide your way on you. Guide your way on you. May the blessings of that love that pours through you, may you feel those blessings, may you feel that love, and may you know who you really and truly are. You are the oneness in the totality. God bless you all. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Bye-bye. See you next week.